Mark accidentally found a loophole in the pupil lock. He took out his cell phone. He played dozens of photos of beautiful women's eyes into the device on a loop. In less than half a minute, the company's new product, which took months to develop, was cracked. The director and his colleagues marveled at Mark's skill. They didn't realize Mark was a former CIA agent. He'd come to work at the security company to take care of his daughter. Mark told his supervisor to fix the bug, but the supervisor didn't respond. The next day, Mark came back to the office. He was surprised to find an empty office full of equipment. The security company had mysteriously disappeared. Mark called his co-workers, but he couldn't reach any of them. Mark immediately rushed to the head office. He tried to prove he was an employee by using his work email, but all the emails on his cell phone disappeared without a trace. He had no choice but to go to the bank. He found that the company's paychecks had disappeared as well. It all happened so suddenly. It was as if the company he worked for never existed. That's when it happened. A young man suddenly approached Mark. He threatened to drive away with him at gunpoint. After a while, Mark realized something was wrong. He immediately looked in the rearview mirror and winked at his daughter. She puts on her seatbelt, and she understands. The next moment, Mark pressed the gas pedal. The car accelerated, sprinkling the dark. Mark found a locker key on the man. He followed the address to the train station. He found a confidential file in the compartment of the locker. It contained not only the details of all the company's employees, there was even a photo of his daughter with her grandfather a few days earlier. Mark knew that he and his daughter were the target. He had to find a way to protect her. Mark marked the addresses of all his colleagues on a map. He targeted the only hospital in the area. Mark rushed to the hospital. He found the bodies of his colleagues in the morgue. He also found a number in his co-worker's hand. Mark looked it up and realized it belonged to the CIA. Is the CIA targeting him? Mark followed the address on the message to the CIA director's house. He found the place empty. There was no trace of the house. Mark found a severed phone line. He expertly hooked up the landline. Then he called back the last call. To his surprise, he finally discovered a secret.